questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us today on our show is our dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, who is an Islamic scholar at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Our question today has been asked by some parents, Muslim parents, of course, believing parents. They say, what can we do for our children so that they may end up in heaven?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are many points to be mentioned as the answer to this question, but we may put them together under the title of Islamic upbringing.
Right.
And of course, in this program, we do not have time to talk about all the details. And I just share a couple of points which might be of significance. And the first point that I would like to share is the fact that Islamic upbringing begins from before the birth of a child. And this shows the importance of the halal food, and halal income. Many narrations tell us that before the intimate relationship, there are a couple of points that the parents need to take into consideration. They can find it in the books of Islamic upbringing.
So there's some pre-stages.
Exactly. Right. And then when the food that the mother, before giving birth to the child, is consuming is very important. Of course, not only in that period, in our whole lifetime, the food, matters a lot. It plays a key role in Islamic upbringing for our children, for our wives, and so on.
It isn't only bodily nourishment, it's also spiritual nourishment.
And we have so many, powerful narrations about the importance of halal income. And then the food that we
halal food, and avoiding haram food, because we even have a narration that says that the Imam Hussein alayhi salam was killed by the people who were eaters of haram food.
Exactly.
To that extent.
Yeah. And I think Imam Hussein alayhi salam told them that you are fighting me because of the fact that your bellies are filled with haram food.
Right.
By haram food, Imam didn't mean pork. He meant that halal food, but bought by the haram income and haram
by illegal means,
exactly.
By unlawful means.
Exactly.
Right.
Let me share some narrations in this regard. In one case, it's been mentioned that the Holy Prophet was advising the Muslims about, kind of Islamic upbringing. And then the Holy Prophet told them that train your children while they are in the wombs of their mothers. The Muslims were surprised and asked the Prophet for more explanation that how we can do that while they are not yet born. And the Prophet said that by giving halal food and pure food to their mothers.
Right.
Again, the Holy Prophet for sure doesn't mean that haram food. He means you need to have a pure, income,
right.
A halal income, so that you are able to buy halal food. It's been mentioned in the Quran, chapter Mu'minun, for example, verse 51, that Ya ayyuha ar-rusul kulu min at-tayyibat, O messengers, eat of the good things, wa'amalu salihan, and act righteously. Inni bima ta'amaluna alim, indeed I know best what you do. Now, this verse is addressing the prophets and asking them that kulu min at-tayyibat, to eat from the good things and pure things. So this is again showing the importance of eating pure
and clean Islamic nourishment.
Exactly. So I think this is one of the duties, especially of the fathers, even before the birth of the children. And then when they are born, from the time that they are born, we have some Islamic laws. Some of them are obligatory and some of them are recommended. I ask the dear listeners to search for the rights of the children upon their parents, like when in some cases we may take them lightly, but they are in the long term they are serious. Even the right. names. In many narrations we are told some about the way that we name our children. It plays
a very
a role.
Important part.
Yeah.
Right.
We may not understand all the realities, but this is how the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt have told us, that be careful in terms of choosing a
naming,
good name
right.
for your
It's actually
children.
A right for the child
exactly.
over his father, rights. That his father gives him, chooses for him a good and virtuous name.
Exactly. And then we come to, again, continuing to giving them halal food and then Islamic training, sending them, teaching them the Quran, teaching them the religious knowledge. This is one of the duties of the parents, especially of the father. Nowadays, many fathers, they think that this is the duty of the mothers to teach the children the
right.
knowledge that they need. But according to the narrations, to begin with, this is the responsibility of the father. The father may ask his wife to do that, but to begin with, this is his responsibility.
This
is his
duty, because
this
in Islam, it is not the duty of the mother.
And unfortunately, nowadays, we see that even among Muslim parents, they are very careful about secular knowledge, but when it comes to the religious knowledge, they do not pay much attention.
Right.
They just want their children to become doctors, physicians, engineers,
right.
great jobs. But when it comes to, teaching them how to say the prayer, unfortunately, we see that in many cases, given that the parents know how to say the prayer, but they are not, taking time to teach
them the proper methods.
Or even asking some teachers to do that. So if you're
right.
not able to do that, you need to send them to some schools, to some
right.
teachers to teach them, like
unfortunately,
reading the
that is a
the
fact.
Quran, the
right.
prayers, mm. and all the Islamic laws. So
it's not focused upon as much as we would like.
Exactly.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, 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 you'll find your way.
So I think these are some of the main important points that as parents we need to pay attention to. As I mentioned, the halal food, halal income, sending them to good schools, especially those people who are not living in Islamic countries, they need to be very careful when it comes to choosing a very good school. And even within Islamic countries, not all the schools are the same.
Right.
So we need to be very careful about
even
that.
Even that, there is not enough.
Yeah.
Because we see so many parents, they focus on the giving them, providing their children a good education, and they should. That is your duties. And then they also think about their hobbies, outdoor activities, and all kind of stuff. But they neglect the very important part, the basis of everything, the Islamic education.
Mm-hmm.
And I know many people in the U.S. who grown up, they do not know a lot about Islam.
They do not know.
And so whenever they are faced with questions from non-believers or from people critical of Islam, and they cannot answer them, and they start to see the logic in the arguments that they are faced with, they start, unfortunately, to go away from Islam.
And the other point regarding this issue is that many parents are not up-to-date.
Knowledgeable themselves,
They want to teach their children the way that they were taught by their children. And it's been mentioned by in the narrations that you need to, treat your children based on the requirements of their time.
That's what Imam Ali says.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the narration.
Yeah.
So when it comes to our time, we know that our children are living in an atmosphere which is, 180% different from the time that we were living.
Right.
like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, everything is changed. And that is why the parents also should look for new ways for teaching religious knowledge to their children.
And not only that, they should also update themselves, as you said, about these. We have so many new scholars or books of scholars that are available online. Mm-hmm. There are lessons, there are courses, books you can read, how to raise your children Islamically.
And sometimes the questions that are raised by the children are surprising. I mean, as parents, we didn't think about them. And now a child, our child, who is only maybe 10 years old, he's asking or she's asking all these questions.
Right.
So as you rightly mentioned, we need to update ourselves too.
It starts with the parents' education first.
Yeah. And last but not least, we need to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to do all these actions which are necessary. Right. But at the end of the day, tawakkul,
right,
trusting God, I mean, and tawassul, asking the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam for help, is also very important. As parents, we may do everything, but at the end of the day, everything is not,
it's not
in
enough.
Our hands. Yeah.
Yes.
So tawakkul and tawassul, resorting to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, are very important. And finally, I may refer to some prayers and supplications which are mentioned in the Noble
Book of Quran
about this.
MashaAllah,
yeah.
Right.
So, for example, we have a couple of verses in the Noble Book of Quran that are recommended for parents to read for the well-being, spiritual well-being of their children. For example, chapter 4, verse 74. Because of the shortage of time, I do not translate. The verse reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Chapter آل عمران verse 38, رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. Chapter إبراهيم verse 40, رب اجعل لي مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي, which shows the importance of especially salat and prayers and the fact that we need to pay careful attention when it comes to salat, especially. Chapter Ahqaf, verse 15, وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Chapter Baqarah, verse 128, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتَنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. I'm just reading one part of the verse.
Right.
And then we have, these are verses in the Noble Book of Quran that as parents we are highly recommended to read. And we have a couple of supplications and prayers. For example, Allahumma ja'al hawaqib awladi khayra, which is especially about asking God for making the destiny of our children to end in a good way. Allahumma akhtim la awladi bil khayr wal afiyah. And a special prayer mentioned in Sahifa Sajjadiyya, which is about the dua for our children. In one part of it, we read, Allahumma wa munna alayya bi baqa'i wuldi wa bi islahihim li wa bi imta'i. So these are some of the supplications and prayers that are highly recommended for parents. As I mentioned, we need to do all our responsibilities, but the spiritual way also matters. Tawakkul, tawassul,
right,
and reading all these prayers and supplications.
Again, we may refer our listeners to many books are available online about this very topic, not just necessarily Islamic upbringing. There may be a shortage. At least we do not have translated works into English. But there are many theological books, aqaid, as we call them, or kalam, about why it is that we believe in these beliefs that we have. Because in aqaid, as we all know, taqlid is not permissible. You must have faith in this. And if the parents themselves do not have faith in this, they do not have the arguments for believing in this, how can they expect their children to do that?
Yeah, and thank you for raising this point, because the way that as parents, we need to teach our children is very important. Nowadays, we have some experts who know how to, for example, when it comes to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we have here in Qom some special experts who, their expertise is to teach Mahdawiyah only to children,
right,
to kids, to teenagers.
Yes.
So as parents, if we do not have that knowledge, we may ask those experts to come and teach our children.
Right, that is also an option as well.
Exactly.
Dear Sheikh, I would love to continue this discussion, but we are out of time. So I thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And for spreading your knowledge to all of us. May we inshallah benefit from it. And I also thank the listeners for tuning in. And I hope that the question was answered in a proper and good manner. Until next time, fi amanillah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن